Trump brand's first phone finally ships after 9-month holdup. Trump's T1 smartphone finally ships after 9 months, but it's a 2024 model with minor updates, not the promised new device. Trump Mobile's first phone, the T1, starts shipping this week after a 9-month delay. It's not the brand new 2025 model fans expected, it's a revamped version of a 2024 handset. The Trump Mobile T1, the flagship smartphone from Donald Trump's company, hits mailboxes this week after months of delays. But there's a catch, it's not the brand new 2025 model that was first announced. Instead, it's a slightly updated version of a 2024 handset, according to internal documents reviewed by CNET. The company originally promised the T1 would launch last year, but production snags and supply chain issues pushed the date back repeatedly. Now, the first batch of phones is shipping to pre-order customers who put down deposits as early as last summer. Orders open to the general public on Tuesday, though inventory will be limited at first. The T1 retails for $799, matching its 2024 predecessor, with a few minor software tweaks and a new Trump-branded startup screen. It runs on Android, not the iPhone-style operating system some early teasers suggested, and packs a Snapdragon 8 Gen 3 chip, a top-tier processor when it launched over a year ago. The phone's design keeps the same curved-edge glass and stainless steel frame, but adds a Trump logo on the back instead of a generic branding. Inside, the battery life and camera specs remain nearly identical to the 2024 model. Trump Mobile partnered with Wiko, a French-Chinese phone maker, to build the devices. Wiko handles manufacturing in China and provides most of the components, while Trump Mobile's team in Florida handles branding, marketing, and software customizations. The delay has cost the brand momentum. Early tech reviewers who got early access in 2024 panned the phone for feeling outdated by launch time. Social media chatter has been mixed, with some supporters calling it a win for Made in America tech, while skeptics mock the similarity to last year's model. Trump Mobile hasn't commented on whether future models will launch on time or if the T1's issues will push back the next device. Pre-orders are open now, but the company warns shipments could take 4 to 6 weeks due to limited stock. Analysts say the brand needs more than just a name to compete in the crowded $150 billion smartphone market. The T1's launch is a test. Can Trump Mobile turn political loyalty into a real tech player? Or will it remain a novelty gadget with a famous name but little innovation? #Hashtag the Trump Mobile story. Branding meets tech delays. The T1 isn't Trump Mobile's first attempt at a phone. The company teased a Trump-branded device as far back as 2023, promising a patriot-friendly smartphone with conservative-friendly apps and a Trump OS that never materialized. The T1's launch is the first concrete product, but it arrives with a quiet pivot. No custom operating system, no exclusive conservative apps, just a rebranded Android handset. The brand's pivot suggests it's learning from early mistakes. Instead of trying to build a new tech ecosystem, Trump Mobile is leaning on its name recognition and selling a familiar product with a new logo. But that strategy has risks. Tech reviewers note the T1 lacks standout features compared to $800 phones from Apple, Samsung, or Google. The camera system uses a 64MP main S,